اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا
وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last episode we talked about the Tawheed and the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hajj, in the verses of the Quran that talked about Hajj. This time inshallah wa ta'ala we talk about the two pillars of al-ibadah, the two pillars of worship that you would find it established in any act of worship and also in Hajj and from the verses of the Quran. These two pillars of ibadah are, the first one, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the second pillar, with the perfect submission and humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How these two pillars are clear in the manasik and the rituals of Hajj, we would find that in all the verses in the Quran that talks about Hajj. Whether it's in Surah Al-Baqarah, whether it's in Surah Al-Hajj, you would find that clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. That means complete, perfect the Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers to complete their Hajj. Once they become in the state of al-ihram, it is not permissible for them to relieve themselves from it. Even if it's not an obligatory one, even if it's an optional Hajj or an optional Umrah, still it is not permissible for the person to relieve oneself from the state of al-ihram. When we see that clearly in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. That if you proclaim about Hajj, meaning to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you would find men coming to you from all corners of the world. And this is the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of this proclamation of the Hajj. Just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to come for Hajj, and people would come to it from every corner of the world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of the Kaaba, of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the heart of every believer. Once they go there, and when you go to Mecca, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it, you would find that Mecca physically doesn't have any of the means that any city in the world would have. There's not too many nice sceneries. You won't find too many grass. Or the weather might not be pleasant to many people. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made special of Mecca is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first house of worship that is being established on the face of earth is the house of Allah, the Kaaba, that Ibrahim alayhi salam he had built. So as a result of that, it's a call to the believers to witness the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it's not by the beauty of the things that we see with our own eyes, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to humble ourselves, to do the acts of worship with humbleness and with the perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we would see that in the verses in the Quran that talks about Hajj, and in the actions of the person making Hajj himself. Again, people would come from all over the world. People would save so much money. And people, they would have this goal over the years and years of their life just to come and to travel from far distance so that they would make the act of worship with the perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ulama, one of the scholars, was saying that he witnessed a group of people making Hajj, coming from a faraway place. He said it might be India or something like that. And once they came and they saw from their ship the Arabic peninsula, they made sujood. They prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them and made their ways and their paths easy for them to come to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read the verses of the Quran, and you should go and see and open the Quran and read the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Al-Hajj, you would find the different rituals. Go from one place to the other and make remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice the animal. That when you sacrifice the animal, You're doing that only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take anything of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich. It's for the people to establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would find these details that the Muslim should do it with the perfect love. That he is doing that for the gratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the purpose of life by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the perfect love and with the perfect submission. The submission that every Muslim should have, and this is the definition of Al-Islam. What Islam means, you would find that clearly in the act of worship of Hajj. You won't find it in a practical way, in a better way, more than you would find it in concise few days of Hajj, that a person is eating and drinking and sleeping, anything while the person in the state of Al-Ihram, he is an act of worship. So the acts of worship are not anymore just the rituals that a person do, is everything. And we get to see that in the rituals of Hajj. Once the person comes to the miqat, and he would say, Labbaik Allahumma Hajja, or, oh Allah, here I am for a Hajj, or here I am for a Umrah. Or once they become in a state of Al-Ihram, with the different rulings and regulations of Al-Ihram, from that moment, till the end of Hajj, people are in Hajj. Whether they're eating, drinking, sleeping, relieving themselves, they are in this act of worship. What is the purpose of this? So that when the person go back and relieved from the state of Al-Ihram, he stays in the same state by his heart, that all of our actions is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We have no purpose of life. We have nothing to do on the face of earth but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The most valuable thing in our life is the deen of Allah, the deen of Al-Islam. Is to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything in our life supposed to serve our religion, supposed to serve this purpose of life and this way of life, and not the opposite. We need to be away from the state of forgetfulness that many people are in this time of the world that we live in. That people are, their goal is to eat and to drink and to follow one's desires and follow one's wealth. The thing that gets people to move and to sit and to act, whether it's wealth, whether it's a desire, for a Muslim, he submitted himself or she submitted herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and this is something that is clearly mentioned in the verses of the Quran that talks about Hajj, and one of which what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, completed. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Hajj, and this act of worship, again, it is not to be done except with these two pillars. Two pillars meaning that the act of worship can never be valid unless the person would do it with the perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the perfect submission to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the great lessons to be learned from the rituals of Hajj. The first order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nasu a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, a'budu rabbakum, which means worship your Lord. This is the first order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why every act of worship, it is fulfilling this purpose. And anything else in one's life is supposed to serve that. Supposed to serve the act of worship. Supposed to be with the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we mentioned in the verse in the last episode, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حَجُّ الْبَيْتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it an obligation unto mankind. Someone might say, but Hajj is an only obligation to the believers, to the Muslims, and not all mankind. The ulama, they say, عَلَى النَّاسِ here means, of course, the Muslims, but it also means in an indirect way that every single human being is supposed to submit himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supposed to be a Muslim, someone that submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then as a result of that, he would go to the act of worship of Hajj. So it's a mandatory thing on every single human being, but they have to be Muslims first. They have to embrace the religion of Islam first for them to go for Hajj, for their Hajj to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see there is no difference between one Muslim or the other. Everyone supposed to submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the meaning of Islam. And we would find this clearly in Hajj. And what is the meaning of Islam? Al-istislamu lillah. When you submit, when you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi-tawheed, with the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-inqiyadu lahu bi-ta'a, when you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience, you claimed and you proclaimed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, now comes the practicality of it. That the details of it, a person has to be truthful in this. And that's when a person says labbaik Allahumma labbaik, as if he's declaring la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then in the days of Hajj, the person would do the specifics that would make him truthful in what he says of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is the ubudiyyah, with the two pillars of the perfect love and the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لَهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, that we submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience. And there's another important meaning to al-Islam, وَالْخُلُوص وَالْبَرَاءَةِ, that you purify yourself, that you distance yourself, that you free yourself from two things that negates la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You free yourself from shirk, that negates la ilaha illallah, associating partners with Allah. And you free yourself and you distance yourself from al-bid'ah, from innovation in the religion. And that negates Muhammadur Rasulullah, because he is the only one that we follow. So al-Islam is never perfected in the life of a Muslim unless he free himself and he distance himself from shirk, associating partners with Allah. And we do that in Hajj, when a person constantly says labbaik Allahumma labbaik, that we do the acts of worship only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we free ourselves from innovation in the religion by following the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Is it permissible for someone, for example, to throw the tabl, the jamarat, somewhere in Medina, for example? And he would say, it's nothing but a symbol. I can do it whenever I want and whenever I want. Of course, it's not valid. It would not make the Hajj valid for the person. Can people say or stand in another place other than Arafah, which is the pillar of al-Hajj? Of course, it's not permissible. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, al-Hajj Arafah, that Hajj is Arafah. It's for people to stand in the valley of Arafah. If a person is outside the boundaries of Arafah by even few footsteps, the whole Hajj and this whole journey and the wealth and the money that a person spent for Hajj becomes invalid. That the person has to repeat the Hajj again. And he would subject himself to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he would do that intentionally. All of what? All of what for the Muslim to learn? That it's nothing but surrender and submitting oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting forward the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before our own intellect and our own opinions and what we like and what we don't like. We have to be slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those of you who went for Hajj and for those who are going for Hajj, they would see that this is the common factor in all the acts of worship. The obedience, the submission, the ubudiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not just for Hajj, but it's for every act of worship. And we need to take this lesson in our prayers, in our fasting, in our manners with others, in our buying and selling, going to school, whatever a person do, with the two pillars, the perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the perfect submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.